T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 6:20, time to talk to Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors for the Richmond Market Minute. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jason. Happy New Year to you and the whole crew out there.
Thanks so much. It sounds like you're feeling a little bit better, too.
Oh, my gosh. The markets, as you already alluded to, ended the year on a strong note. I'm feeling pretty good myself. And, gosh, when I look at my variety of computer screens here, Jason, we've got pretty much green across the board. As you alluded to, very strong finish for the United States. Global markets remain strong. I'm looking, we've got most European markets, or their bourse are open at least a percent higher. Most Asian markets were also higher. The one conspicuous outlier, Japan market, was down a little bit, but Chinese markets are up, Korean markets were up, and like I said, almost all European markets are higher, and it looks like we want to have the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ open at or near record territory again this morning. All of them have their futures going higher. So it looks like we want to start 2020 just the way we finished 2019.
Sounds good. I don't know if you heard me talking about the, and I know these are just kind of fun things to listen to, the best performing stocks of the decade. What is there to learn there? I know there's some lessons in when we step back and look at a 10-year performance, but also Patrick Industries, Netflix, and Domino's, not stocks we talk about all the time. They're not in the news all the time.
If you stop, now Patrick Industries is not a stock you would talk about all the time. But when you look at Domino's or you look at Netflix and look what those did over the last decade, what that often reminds me to tell folks is it's okay to use some of your own intuition when you're making investments. All right, I know a lot of people like to abdicate all of their investment decisions to an index now, and for a certain portion of the population, that is fine. But you do not want to discount your ability to recognize trends out there, because some of the best risk investments, stock investments, Jason, that people will make will be ones that seem logical to them or that they can understand. Mm-hmm. And so if you were an early adopter of Netflix and said, wow, that makes sense, and if I like it and I find out that other people like it too, it should be worth exploring whether or not that's a good investment. Same thing with Domino's, and over long periods of time, that actually worked. And I have countless examples in our own portfolios. You can go back. I can remember the first time my wife and daughter started using Ulta frequently. I didn't know what an Ulta was. Well, guess what? It turned out to be a meaningful trend, and it worked out very well over long periods of time. So don't discount that. The second thing, though, often that's a fun exercise. It's easy to look at who the winners were, but sometimes go back and look at who the losers were. Because, Jason, if you look at the S&P 500, the top winners were Advanced Micro Devices, Lam Research, KLA, Tencor. Now, those are technology-driven. They are very cyclical stocks. They're either chip manufacturers or they make the equipment to manufacture computer chips. And that's a very cyclical business, up and down. So there will be years they're the top performers. There will be years that they're the bottom performers. But if you go just past that, look at who number 4 and 5 were winners this year in the S&P 500. It was Target, counterintuitive, right? Because we had many retailers that were big losers.
Right.
And number 5 was Chipotle. All right.
Really?
Now, if you go back 2 years, Chipotle was the loser. I remember, because they had that real tough time with some foodborne illness breakout. The stock got creamed, but now they have righted the ship, and that stock was up almost 100% last year. So sometimes it's worth going back to look at who the losers were and ascertain why they were losers. In the case of those big chip manufacturers, we all knew that we're going to be using more computer chips going forward. Excuse me, Jason. It's just that demand grows in a linear fashion, the supply comes on lumpy. That's a cyclical business. Now, in the case of Target and Chipotle, I'm not big visitors of either of those, but my guess is there's a lot of folks that are regular users of Chipotle or Target that a year or two ago might have gone, hey, okay, so they hit a rough patch here, but they're doing a lot of right things. They're good. And it might have made a logical investment for somebody, say, oh, like my wife who goes to Target or my kids who go to Chipotle all the time. So it's fun to look at who the winners are, but sometimes use your own tuition and you can find a pretty good nugget in who the losers were. So it's a, I think it's a great exercise, and I'm glad you're encouraging the folks to take a little more active role in what's happening in this economy and these marketplaces.
You think about, just think about your life. You know, there are lessons there multiplied by millions of people. I wonder how are things looking with acquisitions? That's one of the interesting trends I'm seeing, and we hear about it in the media industry, where private equity firms are really picking up these newspapers and TV stations, for better or worse. A lot of cases they've been for worse. How is that playing a role in the coming year? The private
equity. We're going to want to see a lot more mergers and acquisitions in a variety of places, Jason, because as our economy has grown more slowly, very large corporations are looking for ways to grow faster, and they can grow organically so they can advertise more, they can market more, but something they're going to continue to do is be more acquisitive. Bigger companies are going to buy smaller companies that are growing faster so they can add to that top-line revenue. Historically, particularly over the last couple of years, the way they have done that is to borrow lots of money because we have very low interest rates. Corporate America can borrow money very cheaply and make those acquisitions. But the leverage level, meaning the amount of money that corporate America has already borrowed, is getting pretty high now. And so we're going to keep a very close eye on interest rates, because as long as interest rates stay low and spreads stay narrow, the difference between credit borrowers stays very tight, then we're going to see a lot more acquisitions. But if you see a creep up in interest rates or those spreads start to widen, then we're not going to be able to borrow money as cheaply, and there will be a little bit less acquisition. So you're right, we want to keep an eye on it. Strong for acquisition going into 2020, but it's going to be very interest rate dependent, and I think that's going to be the ultimate canary in the coal mine, is keeping on how those spreads go in the market. And we'll want to keep talking about that. Maybe that's how we'll finish the year tomorrow, talking about why interest rates are going to be important for 2020 and beyond.
Okay, it's a deal. Let's leave it there for tomorrow. We'll pick up on Friday, and appreciate all your insight as always.
Hey, look forward to it. Happy New Year to everybody out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.